Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We're building too many big houses, according to a sustainable building lobby group. The Irish Green Building Council's chief executive has said home sizes should be cut by 28% and the building of detached houses should be discouraged. Pat Barry is the chief executive of that group and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Claire, and thanks for having me on.
Not at all. You're very welcome. You were speaking to the Irish Times, to Olivia Kelly there, and you mentioned this figure of 28%. That's a huge reduction, isn't it, in home sizes. Where does that number come from?
Well, this comes from a roadmap we developed for a net zero carbon Ireland called Building a Zero Carbon Ireland. And it's based on research measuring the overall carbon emissions from the built environment. So the overall carbon emissions from the built environment is about 37% of our carbon emissions, the same as agriculture. 23% of that is made up of the heating and lighting and operation of our buildings, but 14% of it is from the construction activities for building our homes, all of our buildings and infrastructure. So as part of that, we modelled based on a 2018 baseline, which is also the government baseline for the Climate Action Plan, and then projected forwards over the next 10 years on what we are going to build in the Housing for All and National Development Plan. But the 28% figure is just one scenario where we can try and maybe optimise what we build and come back towards the European average.
So you're not talking, Pat, about looking at minimum standards here and reducing that by 28%. You're saying that the homes that we're building in the main are too big.
Some of the homes that we're building are way too big. So, you know, we build about every year about 4,600 large detached houses of an average of in 2018 of 224 square meters. Now that's coming back a bit. They are getting a bit smaller, I suppose, as people realise how expensive materials are, but probably not fast enough. But we also build a lot of very large detached and semi-detached homes in schemes. So we're probably building probably about 10,000 of our homes are a little bit oversized.
So the ideal then would be what? To have terraced homes or apartment living?
Yeah, well, I suppose the most efficient form of construction is in terraces and apartments because it also generally leads to better placemaking. And as we're moving towards more compact growth in our towns, it allows us to build out more homes and have them more connected to the town centre and helps us reduce car dependency as well. So it's efficient in every sense in that it allows people to live without a car. They generally, they're more carbon efficient in that they lose less heat because of less external surface area. They can be much better places for families and children to grow up as well because it's all about if we do it right, we can get really high quality placemaking and have a design led planning rather than developer led planning, which tends to be putting a lot of homes in a field. Whereas we design it can lead to much better outcomes for everybody.
But you will represent people who are making their living from the construction industry. And there'll be people listening to this who'd say, well, it's probably going to be more efficient, yes, for them to build terraced houses and apartments, but also cheaper for the construction industry to build those homes.
Well, I thought the Irish Green Building Council, we are a charity advocating for a sustainable built environment. We do have membership from across the built environment, but we don't speak on behalf of them. We set commitments and targets for them to achieve. So it's very much a science-based approach. So once you be as a member, they're signing up to help us transition to net zero carbon. So it's not that we are advocating for more efficiency to help the construction industry. We're advocating in order to meet our climate targets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going back then to the detached homes, does what you're saying mean that we should abandon detached homes, Pat, altogether, or should we just make them more efficient?
Well, I suppose what we need to avoid, and we quite often see it if you look at daft.ie and myhome.ie, you will quite often see whole schemes of detached homes. It's a highly inefficient way of building because it means quite often you have to build two walls instead of, and insulate two walls instead of building one wall. So it slows down delivery of homes. It means that you can actually deliver less homes. And quite often that is driven by the market, market demand. People like living in detached homes. So it is really about improving the efficiency. We just get better outcomes if we move towards terraces.
Let's talk again about these oversized homes, and that figure of 28% reduction in the size of average homes looms large over this discussion. But what do you deem oversized? How do you calculate that?
Well, I suppose if we look at average living space, I suppose around 30, 35 square metres per person would be considered a reasonable amount of living space. So if you take the average household size in Ireland, it's about 2.5 persons per household. So you're looking at somewhere around 75 to 78 square metres average. Now, that's an average. You're, of course, building larger homes and you're building smaller homes. You're building one-bedroom apartments and you're building three-bedroom homes. But it's really about trying to optimise what do we actually need rather than, what people would like. And that way we can possibly deliver more homes with less carbon impact.
So you're asking the consumer, the person who's going to live in this home, to change what they want rather than asking the construction industry to change how they deliver these homes?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, and it's also planning policy on, what we encourage developers to actually build. I mean, if we allow certain typologies to be developed at scale in some counties and not in others, that can lead to a pull factor, so consumers will move to where they can buy the larger homes. But I suppose we do need consumers to understand that even if you've got an A-rated home, that doesn't mean it's green. If it's a very large home, you have the rebound effect of it may be very energy efficient, but if it's very large, then you've offset the benefits of the more efficient home.
Mm-hmm. And you make this argument on the basis of sustainability, Pat, but you know the responses that some people, will have to what you're saying. We get the messages here all of the time, and you'll hear that the climate agenda wants people in these tiny homes with the heating switched off and three jumpers on. Do you think that arguing for small homes and against detached houses, and you've already said that this is what people want, they want the bigger home, that argument is going to win people over?
Well, I don't think we're talking about small homes. We're talking about well-sized homes. A home of 90 square meters is a good-sized home. And the benefit is if we are building in well-designed communities, that's actually much better than having random layouts of semi-detached houses in fields with, your car parked right in front of your house. If you look at, I think we had a very good presentation from the Stirling Prize winning architects from the UK on Friday, which showed, what really high quality, dense terraced type homes can be like. And it's very family-centric. It can be, it's building more around people rather than around cars, and the outcomes can be much better.
Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, I mean, you will know this. Irish people, we have detached homes for a reason. People like them. People like to have the big garden, the two-car parking spaces. Do you think Irish people will want to live in terraced homes?
I think they will when we start seeing high-quality typologies, like high-quality developments coming through. I think we can definitely show them that it's far preferable to living, you know, 5 kilometres away and having to drive your children to everything. They will see the benefits immediately of living in walkable, compact developments.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've listeners getting in touch as you're talking to us, Pat, and one says there's no privacy in the kind of homes he's talking about. Now, look, we have to understand that there are people who choose to live in cities and towns in terraced homes and they're quite happy. But others point out here that the soundproofing in many terraced houses and apartment blocks at the moment isn't good enough. And again, that seems to go back and all relate to privacy concerns.
Well, I think the level of soundproofing is improving. We may be referring back to, you know, the Celtic Tiger era, but there have been regulations. There is requirements now around sound testing between homes. So the regulations have improved in that respect. The whole point around developing density is that it is always around safeguarding privacy and making sure that there isn't overlooking or looking into other people's windows. And that always comes down to high-quality design.
Yes, and you can understand scepticism existing now because we haven't managed to get that design right in the past.
Yes, and I suppose to an extent we haven't really seen high-quality examples of this coming through. We certainly haven't seen them coming through for sale. But I think as we move towards compact growth, I think we will see more of that.
Pat, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Pat Barry there from the Irish Green Building Council. We're going to be speaking to Gavin Cooney, who's in Qatar. And I see on my screen here that Cameroon have scored against Serbia in the last couple of minutes. That group game underway. It starts at 10 o'clock. But Gavin will bring us all the latest after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.